Let's do a paragraph on Mrs. Serpas, S-E-R-P-A-S, S-E-R-P-A-S, first name Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, 68-year-old woman with extensive history of adenocarcinoma of the colon, resected 395, then underwent chemo radiation therapy at the Mayo Clinic with 5FU, finished 12/26/95, then in 2008, the patient had a PET scan that showed a 2x3 cm mass left pelvic area. Adenocarcinoma was noted on the biopsy. It was unresectable. Underwent FOL, FOX, and Avastin, A-V-S-T-I-N, on 3/18/03, and kept on maintenance Avastin in 2009, period. Now, new paragraph, patient is having CEA that's going up, and subsequent imaging has shown extensive metastatic colon cancer, stage 4, into bone, pelvis, and lungs. Patient was given a trial of Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A, but patient did not tolerate the medication. Patient is in severe pain. Has lost weight, is eating very little. It has required transfusion from time to time because of anemia. Appears to be anxious. Requires pain medication and anxiolytics around the clock. H&H last was at 8/27. Her total protein is 5.1. Albumin is dipped down to 2.3. Patient not eating, continues to be anemic. Patient has declined any further treatment. And realizes that she's at the end of her life, given her advanced colon cancer with metastasis and other findings that was mentioned above, period. New paragraph, she's bowel and bladder. She requires a tremendous amount of care with ADLs. And has sustained weight loss, as was mentioned. Significant weight loss, as was mentioned. She has a KPS score. She is married and lives with her spouse. She has a KPS score of 40%. As I mentioned, requires help with ADL. And appears to be responsive, but confused at times, most likely because of medication. Patient is very much hospice appropriate and is expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.